Welcome to Rollfair, a D&D podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. As always, we will introduce ourselves. I am Devin, the Dungeon Master.
I'm Ryan, and I'm... Who am I playing this week? I'm playing Alton, the Tiefling Warlock.
I'm Brad, playing Arden, the Fixed Wizard. Yeah.
Okay.
Fixed? Well, he's not that kind of
magically
fixed.
Inept.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He did the wish.
I thought you were referring to, you know, like the dog.
He's been fixed.
Well, while he was in prison, they did the old rubber band trick to him.
Oh no.
I'm Kayla. I'm playing Kylie, the Maxi Pirate.
And I am Austin, playing Cheru the Portal.
And I am Ben, playing Reyna, the Human Ranger.
I'm Sarah. I'm playing Asar, the Fire Genasi Sorcerer.
And I'm Will. I'm playing the Combat Master.
Indeed. Ooh. He's going to run combat because I suck at it.
Oh, shoot. I said
so if we TPK, it's your fault.
Actually, no. See, this is good because that means that Devin can't add like 200 hit points to the things.
Look, guys. I have very rarely ever done that.
Uh-huh.
And the only reason I did it last time is because you just were wrecking my monster.
And then he warned us we were all going to die and we barely got it.
I know. See, like I said, I suck at combat.
No, you just didn't plan for my Stunning Strike Monk. That's what it was.
That's what it was.
No DM can plan for Stunning Strike.
Yeah, nope.
I would have if I had given it Legendary Resistance. Anyway, last time, the party got into some shenanigans. More specifically, Cheru and Arden got into shenanigans. And they broke some people out of prison.
It was their fault for putting us in prison.
Yeah,
and there was much rejoicing.
And the one shot occurred as a result of that. And we are back with you guys being inside the Brave Keen. And you have just seen some people being escorted up the stairs.
Just to remind us, this was the second place we came to.
Yes.
Because we had to abandon the first.
Correct. Because the owners there said you probably needed to leave as your presence was probably compromised. So, we are picking up with Arden showing up inside the Brave Ukeen as you guys have just made it there yourselves. A little bit before them, of course.
We've been in a lot of one-shots. I don't DM either. What's happening? Can you re-describe what this place looks like? Who's there?
Sounds good. It's a tavern.
And what's going on?
There's people there.
Okay, I know.
It was a different place than the last one, because last one was too much wink, wink. Hey, we're part of the resistance.
We needed to go to a new safe place because the last innkeeper guy was possessed and we couldn't ensure our safety there.
And then, yeah, and so then Arden and Drew went off. Seth was going to tell them where to meet up, but never found you guys. Didn't really try looking.
We ended up in jail. We got out of jail.
You guys were... Wait, did you do sending?
Yes.
To see, and what did we...
They sent sending to Cheru. He didn't say anything, and then he went into the flask.
No, I think you said that you were being arrested.
All right.
I think he was like, oh, I've been arrested. It's okay. We'll meet up with you later.
Yeah. It was something like that.
And then we got back. Then we met up, and I think we haven't met up yet. I thought we did, because I thought we mentioned that we got out of jail.
No, that's where we're at.
You're out of jail, but you're still in the
I could have sworn we did.
If we have met up...
I don't think so.
We will not worry about it.
We'll meet up again.
Sorry,
I don't think we've met
we
up
did.
Yet. I think that's where we ended.
We're still in deep water.
So,
troubled water.
Arden has just walked in. Cheru is still in the flask.
Oh, yeah.
All right. For how long?
Go, right. Cheru. I choose you.
Well, he can go for an hour, right? Without.
What did
you flask can breathe in there. Yeah.
Flask is indefinite, so until you release me.
Yes. Might want to roll your backup character.
What am I going to do?
First, you need to give him a nickname now that he's in his,
in his shell.
Monster ball.
Yeah.
Torosaurus.
Right.
We should play a game of non-copyrighted infringement. Monster catcher.
monsters?
Fucking monsters.
Anyway, so the tavern, as far as the description goes, very standard tavern. Again, it's tied, it's called the Brave Ukin, and it has some patrons there. Most of them look like they're armed to, you know, fight in some way, shape, or form, but most of their weapons are attempted to be concealed. And you have seen some people being escorted up the stairs that seem important. Besides that, nothing too crazy.
What do these important people look like?
We will get to that later.
Oh.
You saw them escorted. It was a very brief glance.
Okay.
Escorts. Must be an escort service.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway.
The important thing is that Arden just walked in.
Arden, where have you been? It's very late.
Is it? What time is it?
Well, like, probably...
It's been several hours.
Yeah. Well, we said, you know, we messaged, or you messaged some Shuru. Yeah.
Where is Shuru?
Oh, yeah.
Did you lose him?
I will check, make sure I still have the flask.
You still have the flask.
Then I'm going to take it out, put it on the table. So something happened.
Did you put him in timeout?
It's not our fault, okay?
I'm instantly suspicious when you say it like that.
It's definitely your fault.
It was their fault for putting us in prison, okay?
Oh, Lord.
There may or may not be news later on of a bunch of prisoners escaping.
What did you do?
Nothing. And here's Shuru. And I'm going to uncork them.
And all of a sudden your body just like...
300 plus pounds.
And Shuru just sitting there with his book open.
Oh!
Oh.
Sorry, did you want a few more minutes?
It's fine. I'll mark my place and my satchel. How's it going, everybody?
You know, we do need the leaders of the city-state to sort of like us.
They don't know who we are.
Yeah. They barely even processed us. They didn't take our stuff away.
Yeah.
They just threw us in
that
prison.
That was their first mistake.
Obviously.
Actually, what was your first mistake that got you?
Well, we were just looking.
The black market. We were looking for the black market.
Ah.
And then... They got mad at us for some reason.
Yeah. We're looking for the black market, like going down the street. Does anyone know where the black market is?
Well, how else do you find a store?
So you just advertise to the world that you're planning to commit a crime?
No.
What? No.
The black market isn't a real place. It's metaphorical.
Oh, we're pretty sure we found it.
No. Okay.
Oh,
you know
what?
I'm so glad. Did you get your
shopping
done?
Down that one alley. No, I didn't.
So this is, and you know what, it's fine. I'm glad that you learned a lesson. Did
yeah.
A lesson. Yes. Definitely learned something.
So I'm glad the knowledge you
are. I think they learned the lesson.
All right.
Frankly,
preferred.
I now have a safe house we could stash them in if I
need. The lesson that I learned.
And a safe jar.
The lesson that I learned is Sheru's going to try to hide the chime of opening somewhere on his person that can't be found easily.
Probably wouldn't be hard for a turtle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So as you guys are talking, some people come down the stairs. You see a T'Chawi man approach your group. He looks around and then directly at Raynor and just gives a quick bow. He says, I think we're ready for you. You are the Red Sands, right?
That would be correct.
Please, come with me.
What is your name?
Of course.
Random NPC 2.
It's Dawn.
You know, everybody should be named Nupk.
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 Serve Vaunt.
Serve Vaunt. All right.
Not circumstances.
Oh, jeez.
We broke the deal.
It's not hard.
Just in case.
I mean, the founder of the Knights of the Round Table was circumference.
I hate you.
Name him Owen, by the way.
My name is Narvan.
Narvana.
I just thought that, and I was like, son of a bitch. I've screwed myself.
This is why you don't use a random name generator.
Anybody else?
This is why you use a random name generator.
And Narvan, do you work here at the tavern, or do you work for our friends upstairs?
Yes, I work here.
How long have you...
I actually really need to get you up
okay.
there.
Yeah, I'm talking to you as we're walking.
I've been here for like 6 months.
Okay. Very new, I guess.
Yes.
Is this sort of thing normal?
Well...
I don't think anything about him is normal.
Like, meet people meeting in special meeting rooms? Is there a conference area upstairs?
Narvan, how old are you?
I'm 16.
Tell us your life.
Hopefully you live to 17.
He looks at you and his face goes pale. He's like,
I'm just kidding, gods.
This is used my job to ask the question.
Are you related to anyone upstairs?
No, I don't think so.
See, okay. And you're worried about us. Like, leave this poor person alone.
I'm making nice conversation.
Mm-hmm. You're making annoying conversation to someone that's not supposed to converse. My pardons.
None taken.
Wow, so you really don't speak to the help?
Asar, I think your princess is showing.
Actually, I think her kindness is showing, and your assholes are showing.
No, he's trying to be surreptitious.
We could get him killed by keep asking questions.
And we're not being surreptitious. Precisely. Are you part of the resistance?
Just right this way, through the door. And he like opens it and then gestures you in.
Navant, you have been lovely, and I give him a silver.
Oh, thank you!
I give him a drink.
Oh! Thank you!
Enjoy it.
So as you walk in, you see that there are... there's multiple people in here. It's a fairly large room, probably like 30 feet by 40 feet. And it has various guards... Rainer, you recognize some who, you know, would have the looks of someone part of the Undigen herd. And then you see other people who are much more ragtag, commoner looking, that, you know, are armed as best as they can be, with swords, daggers, etc. And then you see one woman with a couple of, you know, other people, dressed in the garbs of the Coven of the Silver Cloud. And as you look around, you see three figures in particular looking at you when they're seated at a table. One of them is Kovai Kuum. He is a tall man of mixed race between the ancestral Latigo homeland and the T'Chawi people. He is stiff-backed and holds his head high. A strong jaw supports a neck-length beard trimmed to a 90-degree angle. There's a woman dressed in the Coven of the Silver Cloud garb. This is Zindula. She is... a T'Chawi woman, an aged T'Chawi woman, with snow-capped hair that is set high on her head. Silver adornments encircle her hair, almost hidden by her silver curls. She is elegant, in a white gown with silver highlights embroidered throughout the garment. And the last one is a rugged and hard man. This is Torth Bonskod. He sets himself as an intimidating presence. His face is caked in dirt, and his hair is slick with grease. He also is a man of mixed Yabankichi and T'Chawi heritage.
They are all human?
All human. And Kovai's last name was Kuim. If you didn't write that down, I don't think I said it.
You did. Kovai Kuim.
Perfect.
Kovai is Undigen Herd?
He is the leader of the local resistance of Latigo. Okay. Torth is the leader of the herd. Zindula is works up at the Silver Cloud College and supports the resistance. These are essentially the three factions of the total resistance here. So as you enter, Zindula looks up, she rises, and she says, "Welcome. Our honored guests of the Red Sands. We were informed of your arrival, that you would be coming, and that one of the Latigos would be in your company."
I do drop the disguise.
"'Tis I." As you drop the disguise, he looks just like you all of a sudden.
Stop it.
Stop. Oh, sorry.
Not the place.
He is our local fool. He keeps us entertained.
Corchester.
Da, 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 da. We are honored by your presence. Did you ever give your first name to those?
I didn't, I don't think.
Okay. But yeah, they can clearly see your crest and the look about you, and she bows respectfully, as does Kovai, and Torth gives just a sign of respect that the Undigen herd would provide. And Zin continues, "We have much to discuss with you. Will you please sit down with us?"
Reyna gives a nod and goes to the nearest seat.
Okay. So as you take your seat, I assume the rest of you would be taking a seat. This was gestured towards all of you.
Yes. Oh, yes. I sit right next to Reyna.
Okay.
I sit on Reyna. No.
That's where I was going to sit.
I sit positioned closest to the door. Not that I think anything's going to happen, but I sit positioned closest to the door.
I pick a free chair and sit.
Is there a position? Yeah. Position facing the door, watching the door?
We all sit together.
That's where I would sit.
Okay.
Somewhere next to Kaiji, watching the door.
Sounds good. So, as you guys sit, you know, small chat, you know, had been going on, and now just stops. And each of them looks at you and says, you know, again, Zin says, "Please, tell us how you got here."
That's a long story.
That is quite the tale.
Well, first I hatched my egg.
Oh, God. Not that story. Long ago. I mean,
you like, asked him for a story, and what is Shredder going to do? He's going to tell you a story.
Yeah. Are you talking about specifically within the last week or the several months that we've been traveling together?
Well, we are more interested in your intentions for being here. Like, why? Now, as opposed to another time.
We have come here because we are charged with a mission of utmost importance. You have probably have already known of the evil and the ill that has come to your city. I'm surely the intelligence that you have. Have you not noticed that members of your own party, your own people, have the behavior has changed? They've become darkened.
I have. That's why I'm here.
They are possessed by evil. We are on a quest to get rid of this evil at the source. What's afflicting your city is not something that you can kill with swords or defend against with shields. We need to go to the very bowels of hell to to get rid of it. And that is why we are here. We need your help to get there.
Hmm. Well, I can't say I expected a journey to the Hells as part of this quest. And
you do not need to come. We just need an object that's located here to get us there safely.
I'm trying to finish my family's work, per se.
And what of the city?
It's all connected. This is the root. This is the rot that is happening in the world. Once it is alleviated, we can then start to peel back what is afflicting all of our different factions. And, like, she looks pointedly at the coven leader, especially.
And as payment for your assistance, I would like to set up a hallowed ground that will keep any of your members from being possessed. They can enter it and be cleansed of any evil. If, as long as you have a place, a safe place, I can set this up for you.
Counterspell.
I'll have to prepare the spell, and it takes me a day to cast it, so...
That is a very kind offer. We...
I just died. Hold on.
It wasn't me.
We just learned of these possessions today, and we're grateful that you helped us discover it. It's unnerving, to say the least. And as she says that, she's very formal in how she's speaking, and you hear Torth speak up just in this gruff voice. Unnerving? It's a disaster! We need to strike now, otherwise we will lose all the momentum we've gained. What little glue holds us together already.
Strike whom?
The coven, the leaders of this awful land, and take back what's rightfully the Latigos.
Right, but if you were to strike at the coven today, what makes you... how are you so sure that you won't get possessed?
We will kill them. We have means of removing possession. We have casters and clerics, priests.
Enough to protect all of you?
Enough to defeat them. And as he speaks, Zin speaks up again. You are always missing the point, Torth. If we take the city, we may take it for a day, two, maybe a week, but we will not hold it. Once the order comes with the reinforcements from the coven, we all fall once more, and we are worse off than where we start today.
I think Zin has a point there. I do think that we need to figure out a way to take the city without destroying the coven within. Find a way to bring them to our side. It'd help us keep and fortify defenses for when things go, if they go amiss. I do think as well, if we can manage to handle this in such a way where the coven seem to, by all appearances, keep control, it might also buy us some time, because there would be no reason for the order to immediately come out. We need to speak, if possible, with some of the leaders within the coven, see if we can't convince them of essentially the corruption that's gone within. We sent, only a few days back, there were a couple wizards that we have sent into the city.
Yes, they spoke to us. Noongam and Dio. They are helping raise awareness among coven members that there is hope for redemption.
I do think they will be pivotal in helping us to get the side of the coven. If possible, I would like to avoid actual war within the city, because it would inevitably bring, you know, civilians into the mix. And I would like to keep, you know, them safe as much as the rest of us.
At the mention of civilians, you see Kovai, he kind of perks up and he says, "My liege, it is essential that we do keep the civilians safe, and that is why I have requested that we do surgical attacks on specific targets. Because if we just start with open war, it will cause the resistance to sputter out. But we need to, you know, cut off the head of the snake, so to speak, here in the city. And those that are loyal to them. And that will allow us to Zin's point, gain support from the coven with and bolster our numbers to defend the city so that we can wage a more open war against the Order."
I pulled out the map that I got from Gordovan that had essentially locations within the city of different people, different leaders and such, and I lay it on the table in front of them. I received this through a friend, I shall say, and I have great trust in the veracity of the locations marked on this map. The one that I am worried about the most would be right here. He's leading the coven, Caden Victorious. He is currently, as far as I'm aware, leading the coven within the city. And I believe that by taking him out, whether we can somehow convince him of what's going on, or potentially get rid of him and go to his second, I do think he would be probably the number one target on the list.
And you see all three of them nod in agreement. He is a monster, and he must be destroyed. If we can kill him, I believe we can rally the rest of the people who are unwilling to join the resistance, and then we can also bring to our side many members of the coven. And with the strength and skill of the herd, the Undigen herd, we will have an army to be reckoned with. And you see Torth kind of look a little frustrated, but he nods in agreement with the rest as he realizes that you are in support of more of their plan as opposed to his.
I do look at Torth because I can tell his agitation. Listen, I know you're probably determined to pay back my family for the help that we have given to the coven over the years. I'm well aware that there are quite a few of you within the city, and that your power probably could very well outdo that of the coven and take it by force. But again, my biggest worry is the fact that the Order essentially has a stranglehold over the church in Jamati. And if we do this incorrectly, they easily have forces well more capable of wiping out the city once again. And so we need to make sure we have as much on our side as possible. And so if that includes somehow keeping the coven together and combining the two forces, then that will greatly increase our chances in the event of future war with Jamati.
Very well.
Your time will come. Trust me.
I hope soon. But we will continue to be patient and follow your lead.
Having said that, I do know there are many capable
members within the herd that will be very useful in getting us near to and potentially taking out Caden if it comes to that. So stay on guard.
As you are having this discussion and plans are, you know, suggested, recommended, various things, you probably talk for another, you know, 10, 15 minutes. Then all of a sudden, each of you hear the sound of panicked footsteps coming up the stairs.
Oh, no.
And then the door just bursts open and you see... What's his face? Narvan. come in, and he goes and whispers directly into Kovai's ear. And Kovai stands up and he says, There's chaos in the streets.
Sorry.
Imagine, like, all our heads just immediately.
Yeah. He looks directly at Narvan again and... You've confirmed this. You've confirmed this, that the Covenant are attacking citizens at random. And
oh, that's different.
This is our chance.
As he says this, the leaders just immediately react with frustration. Kovai and Torth, you know, quickly look at each other and then storm out of the room to go rally a defense and protect the people. And Zin just looks angry. Exceptionally angry. And she looks at each of you. Our timeline has moved up to now. I will get you to Caden. You have this map?
Yes. Take it.
I know some ways through the city. This will help me get to the right places, avoid the guards. We will go now.
As I do point to a name on there, on the map. Here, Esha Kalrim. If he is within the city still, I would like to meet with him. He may be one of our keys in controlling the Coven. As you probably are well aware, he has worked his way up quite furiously over the years. And if he recognizes me, that might make things easy.
Very well, I'll see if we can find him. I know of Eshin. And she gets up to lead you out the door. And with that, we're going to end the session there and pick up with what happens next time. Thanks for listening.
Welcome to Rollfair, a D&D podcast. I am not your normal DM, nor is this the next episode. I'm here to tell you that we're just happy you're here and listening to us. We love you. Continue to listen to us, please. And also check out our stuff on the internets. We have a website and a Facebook and... stuff like that. Thank you.